For the first time in recent memory, California's June 7th primary stands to play a big role in both parties' presidential nominating process, particularly on the Republican side. Last week, Donald Trump kicked off his campaign here with a speech in Costa Mesa, well attended by supporters and protesters and police. And at that same time, most of Orange County's GOP brass was up in Sacramento to help out their candidate, Ted Cruz. But does their support represent how their constituents feel? Gustavo Arellano is here to weigh in. He's the editor of the OC Weekly. He's here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
It seems the establishment, quote-unquote establishment, is very much all in with Ted Cruz. There is a longtime OC power broker co-chairing his California campaign, right?
Oh, yeah. Mike Schroeder, like the epitome of an OC GOP power broker, former advisor to convicted Sheriff Mike Corona, current advisor to Tony Rakakis, the district attorney, former chair of the GOP party for all of California. So from long ago, he said Ted Cruz is my guy, so much so that he is co-chairing the, Cruz's campaign here. And from the beginning, he's been talking a lot of bad things about Donald Trump, which is going to be very interesting now that it seems that Trump is going to be running away with California.
Well, but how will he do in Orange County? I mean, when it comes to voters there, do we have a sense of which way they're leaning?
That's the interesting thing about Orange County. Long time, of course, notorious, infamous for its GOP brand that has been a kingmaker for many presidential candidates going back to Barry Goldwater. So the establishment really doesn't like Donald Trump. The Orange County Register ran a story earlier this year where he could only find one elected official or former elected official, the former mayor of Villa Park, Deborah Pauly, who went on the record as going for Donald Trump. And he was also talking to members of the Lincoln Club, a very influential PAC or PAC in Orange County that has, that could give you a lot of money. And all of them said, we really don't like Trump. At that point, Rubio and other candidates were available, but it's interesting to see whether they're going to be going for Cruz, because at least on the constituents' part, remember, we're Goldwater Republicans in Orange County. They like their independent streak. They like to pretend that they don't like the elite.
What do you think it is? I mean, and there was Trump with thousands of people at the amphitheater at the OC Fairgrounds over there in Costa Mesa. What do you think it is about the billionaire that's attracting these voters in particular?
Oh, it's the same thing that's attracting people across the country. They think this billionaire is somehow an outsider. They think this guy who has boasted about owning politicians in the past is not going to be bought. So somehow he's going to have this, agenda that's pure and crystalline. And, this has happened before. My colleague Scott Moxley wrote a piece today in the OC Weekly Online talking about how this is exactly what happened 12 years ago when Arnold Schwarzenegger went to the Costa Mesa Fairgrounds, not to kick off his campaign, but just to give a big speech and promise the same things that Trump was doing with the same rhetoric. And we all know how Schwarzenegger turned out.
So do we see Orange County, Gustavo, if Trump is the nominee, as going for Trump? I mean, is it something I think we pretty much know that California is a solid blue state. But what about Orange County?
When it comes to the primary, it's definitely going to go GOP, whether it's Cruz or Trump. But I think it will probably end up going Trump. Hillary, unfortunately, or, fortunately, depending on your political affiliation, is not popular in Orange County at all. Although I have to say, when Bill Clinton spoke in 1992 at the Orange County Fairgrounds, he attracted more people than Donald Trump. So there's that.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.